What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So we started this a minute ago and we just blew our whole switchboard for the podcast. So we're flying rogue here, I feel like, with these little mics. So hopefully this turns out well. We're live over here, so they're gonna get the goods. It is May 29th, Wednesday. This will be up live on YouTube, Spotify, Apple on Friday the 31st. It's been a while. We decided it was before the Arnold. So basically we're doing a Subdates quarterly is what it looks like.
That's what our pace is.
And as I was saying on the last, before we blew the switchboard, Q2 of 2024 is going to go down as probably one of the most ambitious that we've ever had in the collective Crush It brands with everything going on. It started back really in March, end of March, March 18th, we opened our second location of Crush It Coliseum. That's in Mooresville, North Carolina. And that gym's been killing it. In the first week, I think the sales were equivalent to the first 11 and a half months in terms of memberships here in Statesville. So it's been super successful. Now we don't even have the bottom powerlifting area open yet. So we're fabricating steel stairs to go down to the basement to have a specific 2,000 square foot area where there's squat racks, deadlift platforms, combo racks, bench press, decline press, incline press, all that kind of the free weight stuff is going to move to the basement. Once that happens, it'll open up even more. So that location, I'm thinking now we're going to put it out there. August 3rd will be the grand opening event, the Crush It Fest. And, you know, hopefully at that point in time, for sure, the basement will be open. It's just been one thing after another with permits, blah, blah, blah. But
so all you powerlifters, get ready.
Yeah. So, I mean, the community there is awesome. I mean, it's already getting a little crowded. I mean, it's really good energy.
I bet, like, the attendance rate's probably way higher than what the former gym was already. Like,
I think we're right about our EFT, like our monthly memberships are right about equal right now.
Yeah, but I bet like the members actually
use it more.
Right. Probably. So which makes it more crowded.
Probably. So like I've been training a lot down there. I've been training legs there for the past few months. So we came up to the pit here. Man, I love the pit here though.
I love training here.
It's just like
I had one day where I was completely by myself here.
Dave and I were the only ones in the pit having a great leg day. It was really good. So August 3rd, mark your calendars, Crush It Fest, which is like the grand opening. We'll do the ribbon cutting, all that in Mooresville. And that coincides with our leadership summit that we do here every year for all our staff. So there'll be a lot of people in town for that. So that'll be a good time. Let's talk a little bit about, let's go right into Crush It Athletics and Physical Therapy. Because this was something that, you know, I guess really it's been probably about, it's been a while.
I've been seeing Connor for 2 years at least.
Yeah. So eventually the ultimate goal was this building's about 32,000 square feet. The eventual goal is to turn this entire building into a gym / athlete development area / recovery / PT spot. Basically a one-stop shop for all of that. In the meantime, Dr. Connor Burke has come over and partnered with us in Crush It Athletics and Physical Therapy. So right next to our pit, our leg area, there's a new section that was built out where it's his physical therapy office. It's a really nice space. Jesse from Grizzly Bear Designs came and did some really cool murals there. And literally, he saw his first patient there yesterday. So we're officially open. So Connor is really good. I mean, we can cater to your regular physical therapy. Your neck hurts, your back hurts, you got in a car accident, all of that. But his real specialty is in athlete development, rehab, and, you know, really development. It's the rehab and then the development beyond that. And I think that is kind of the mission of what we're trying to do is to develop better athletes and get them back to doing what they love to do faster and then beyond. So CIA...
Oh. Hey!
There he is. And did you
come on down?
Oh, there he is. Yeah. This is Connor. What do you want to say? You got to wave over there. They're recording live. See, we're going to get him in front of the camera because he's got a lot of good knowledge. So there'll be a lot of stuff. So follow Crush It Athletics and PT on Instagram. Why don't you put the little thingy up here, Aaron? Like up here somewhere.
Do you have any words? This is what people do on Instagram now. They just hold them like this.
Really? That's just weird. Yeah, it's so and weird. Especially when they're fuzzy.
Yeah, they're fuzzy. That's one super guy, weird. This, one guy actually, he and he's a supplement store in Tennessee. He puts it on a protein scooper or a pre-workout scooper, and he just holds it like a little mic.
That's pretty funny. All right, so this is Connor. Here, like I said, the first patient was seen yesterday. What do you want to tell the people about CIA? What makes us different? What makes you special, Connor?
So,
what is your passion?
Big passion of mine is movement in general, but specifically trying to achieve optimal movement, whether that's, you know, from sports specific or that's bodybuilding or whatever it is. But we're trying to get you optimally moving and optimally recovering. So what we're going to offer is everything from spinal manipulation to dry needling. Eventually down the road, we want to get into all of the recovery modalities from sauna, cold plunge, red light, PEMF, everything that we can do to speed up normal recovery as well as speed up healing. So we're really could have kind of catered to everyone, but the athletes, whether whatever athlete it is going to be really where we're trying to work with and take your performance to a level that you maybe not even knew was attainable before seeing what so we're going to be doing and seeing the facilities that we're going to be creating.
If you're in the Charlotte area, come by. You know, we're up in the Statesville spot. So it's about 45 minutes north of Charlotte, right? 50 minutes north of Charlotte. Or if you're up north in the more of the Hickory area, or even, I mean, we're actually pretty centrally located. So a lot of people can get here. And so come see us. You know, he can take you through and just assess you. No charge, first time through. We'll get you in here and see how we can help you.
Evals coming right now.
So we will do a free eval. Come on in and, you know, he's helped me a lot with whenever I have a back flare up, dry needling works for me. And so that's where I first started seeing Connor. Did I tell you about Connor?
Yeah.
How did I get? Oh, I was going to a chiropractor who recommended you for the dry needling, and then we built that relationship from there. So this is just another aspect of kind of the Crush It brands and what we're trying to create here. So appreciate you stopping in. And we will do a grand opening here. We'll do some like type of ribbon cutting and all of that. Once we get more settled in here, I'm thinking that's probably going to be in the July timeframe. Yeah. So,
My brain was working while it was on the toilet. Did your brother send over those templates?
He's got a draft.
All right. Okay. All right. Moving on. The nutrition corners. So, the nut bash is here. What is the nut bash? Everyone asks me, what is the nut bash? And I always say, is this where we bash nuts? Like, what else would you do at the nut bash?
Yeah.
And so, like,
I had a call with an international guy today, and I said, we got
a nut bash?
Nut bash.
What did he say?
And I stopped myself because I said it. Yeah. It was like that just yes moment.
Yeah.
And I was like, so the nutrition corners, the nut corners, the nut bash.
The nut bash. That's, we bash okay. nuts.
I had to explain it before you even asked.
I feel like we should have a barrel. For Virginia is known for peanuts, so we should at least have a barrel of
everybody
nuts.
Everybody misses going into a Texas Roadhouse.
I know. There's no
and
peanuts.
And bashing nuts. And now you can't do it anymore.
Is it, like, what's wrong?
They give
is
you, it was COVID.
Was it canceled?
It was COVID.
Is it racist to bash nuts?
It was germs.
Yeah,
same thing. You can't just have peanut shells on the floor,
yeah,
you know?
I understand.
It was gay.
Yeah, all of the above. So we will be bashing nuts on June 8th. So the nut bash is basically, think of it as like a mini Arnold Classic vendor appreciation, customer appreciation. And we say vendor appreciation because it really is that as well. It's not just for our customers. We like to get all our vendors together and kind of celebrate the industry. So the Nut Bash is that Oceana Nutrition Corner in Virginia Beach. It's a great time of year, June 8th. Weather's great. We have two 40-by-80 foot tents, so it's pretty massive. We have 55 vendors. Now, I want to say that's like 35 to 40 supplement vendors and like 15 to 20 local vendors at the event. So there'll be sales going on. There'll be giveaways going on. We have, you know, all the other activities that the local vendors are going to be bringing. So it's 11 to 4 at Oceana Nutrition Corner on Saturday, October 8th. And then if you spend $100 at the Nut Bash, and like I said, there's sales. I believe it's 15% off everything that day. If you spend $100 that day, you get the free Nut Bash t-shirt. That is your ticket to get into the Crush Fest the next day, which is a workout at Virginia Beach Iron. If you don't know, Virginia Beach Iron is an incredible gym, one of the best gyms on the East Coast. Kenny over there is an equipment
nut.
There you go. Hey, look at that.
He likes the best.
He's an equipment nut, and he's got some amazing equipment in there. You know, all the cool Nebulas and the Avengers and MedX and all that stuff is in there. So he's got some really cool stuff, and it's a big place. So we're going to be doing a group workout there. We have a ton of vendors. I don't have my phone with me to say all the vendors, but the Boogeyman from Muscle Tech will be there. Chris Gethin from Unmatched, which we will get to. Unmatched is actually physically launching there on that Saturday. So we'll talk about that more in a minute. Chris will be there. Paul Revelia, probably one of the most preeminent coaches in the bodybuilding / bikini world. We got Brian, who's a core athlete, Brian DaCosta, and his girlfriend, who is a bucked up athlete, Aaron, will also be there. We got Conlon, will also be there. Johnny Jackson, Branch Warren, Ray Williams. Man, that guy is, he squats 1,000 pounds. And of course, we have Stone Cold Steve Salmon there. He's coming as well. So we have a ton of vendors. These are just a handful of the people that will be there. So come on by, you know, grab your free samples, take advantage of the deals. And then if you're a vendor and you happen to be watching this, so after that event, we basically tear down the and pack up all that stuff, and then we do basically our vendor appreciation. So we'll be grilling out there this year. We'll have some adult beverages. We'll have some music. We'll have some cornhole. We'll have some good food, and we'll hang out there for cigars as late as, you know, we can stand. And then, like I said, Sunday, the Crush Fest, Virginia Beach Iron, 10 a.m. Nut Bash.
Nice work, Doug.
All right, anything else at the Nut Bash? Let's go straight into Unmatched.
Yeah, because that's the big thing. You mentioned Chris Gethin.
Yeah, so you guys have probably seen, so Chris and I are starting a new brand. It's called Unmatched. The ethos of this brand is really to bridge the gap between hardcore bodybuilding and performance and longevity, biohacking, overall health span. And I don't think there's a lot of brands out there doing that. And it's a real passion for Chris. I mean, he's known as a biohacker, right? And so one of his big things was no artificial sweeteners. Now, me, I love sucralose personally. I put that stuff on everything. I think it makes everything taste better. So I was really, on pancakes, I don't even use syrup. I just sprinkle Splenda. I was very skeptical that we could accomplish what we've accomplished with Unmatch. And that was used no artificial, you know, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors. That's pretty easy. We do a lot of that with on the core side, of course. But the no artificial sweeteners, I was very skeptical of because I do not like stevia. But I will tell you, with some of the new technology and literally a year of R&D, we have been able to knock these out of the park. These are some of the best tasting, if not the best tasting, naturally sweetened products you will ever taste. We have found a special strain of Reb M. We've used of stevia. We have certain maskers in here. And the flavor, I would say, natural maskers, the flavor I would say is 90 to 95% as good as a sucralose-based product. So for me to say that, because I really don't like stevia at all, is saying a lot. So we will be launching June 6th online if you are part of the VIP community. So if you go to unmatchedsubs.com and you click the link to sign up, you will get a special access on June the 6th to buy the product. There is a good chance that this first run of product is going to be sold out, and we're going to be sold out for a little bit of time because we're gearing up for some big things in the fall. So I'll talk about that more in a minute. So June 6th, if you sign up, you will get access to the site. And then physically, the Nutrition Corners will be the only retail in America that will have Unmatched products in all 13 stores, basically starting June 8th. We'll launch June 8th. It will be at the Oceana Nutrition Corner at the Nut Bash. You'll be able to meet Chris, talk to Chris, hug Chris, touch Chris, kiss Chris. I don't know if Sybil's going to love all that. But we will be there representing Unmatched. And then the brand will be in all 13 locations after that. And our website. It's going to be at those locations only till around early September. And that is when we plan to open up the brand everywhere. And so the brand is getting a lot of demand both domestically and internationally, and it's going to take a little while to ramp up. But we're super excited about the opportunity that's before us, and that is launching nationwide in Vitamin Shoppe with a ton of different SKUs starting early September. So we are gearing up for that big launch. And at the same time, all our faithful brick and mortar retailers and gyms and everyone else who wants to carry us at the same time will also be able to pick up the product at that point in time. And it's going to scale this up, it's going to take a lot. So I'm not going to go through the products in complete detail here. It's just too much to go over. But I will say that when we launch on the 6th, if you're part of the VIP crew, there will be not a full line, but pretty much a full line. There's 17 different SKUs dropping across 7 different products. So we've, at this point in time, when this video goes live, we will have announced the main 5 products. So that is BH2K, which is Be Harder to Kill. So that is our pre-workout. The really cool thing about this product is the use of paraxanthine, so there's no caffeine in it. It's a caffeine metabolite. And so you don't have all the side effects of caffeine, but you still have this crazy euphoria you get from it. So it's a really innovative pre-workout. It's completely loaded. It's got 3D pump. It's got a special form of creatine, which you're going to be hearing a lot about. This is a more effective form of creatine, especially for people that don't respond to creatine. So there's going to be a lot more information coming out on that. So again, I'm not going to dive completely into that formula. We've already done that over on the Unmatched Instagram. Then we also have, we have Dissident, which is our non-stimulant pre-workout. Completely loaded. And it is comprehensive from power, pump, endurance, et cetera, focus, et cetera, et cetera. We have ElectroShred, which is our hydration product that has a little bit of weight management USPs in there as well. So things that are going to help regulate blood sugar, fatty acid metabolism, et cetera, et cetera. And then finally, we have Longevity EAA. This is a really innovative EAA product. So obviously we have the EAAs in it, but we also have things like glutathione and spermidine, these longevity type of ingredients. So completely loaded formulas. All these are, you can check them out on Unmatched Subs on Instagram. And then we have our grass-fed isolate. Each of these products here are going to be available in 3 flavors from the launch. So right there, that's 15 SKUs. And then I'm not going to talk much about these yet, but we have 2 single ingredient commodity SKUs that will be launching at the same time. Really cool commodities. I'm glad we did these off the rip. So that will be the 17 products launching on the 6th to the VIP group, and then at the Nut Bash on June 8th.
It's exciting. This has been the big one.
This has been
a long process.
And I would say that this is the culmination of literally 20 years of work in this industry, right? Like, it's everything that we've learned along the way to here, from the branding to the formulas to the flavoring to the community. Our goal is to have the ambassador program up and running when we launch the site, maybe even before. So stay tuned on that. Make sure you are signing up for that VIP list. We have a lot of interest in people wanting to be VIPs, ambassadors for this brand. So this is going to be an exciting brand to try to keep up
with. Yeah, so if you're interested in the brand, which a lot of you are, especially like Be Harder to Kill and then ElectroShred, like, you need to be a VIP, or you need to come to Nutbash.
We will sell out. We've basically allocated about 200 units of all of the SKUs to the Nutbash. And beyond that, everything else that we have on a direct to consumer, we will probably sell out within the first few days for sure.
Yep.
Definitely get on that VIP because it's going to launch there. You're going to get a head start over the rest of the normal peeps. Unmatched. So
all right.
That's 3 big things in this quarter. The Crush It Coliseum Mooresville, Crush It Athletics, the launch of Unmatch. Let's talk about Mileblocks, which was one of the other things, which we basically resurrected and relaunched Mileblocks at the end of April. And one of the part of the ethos of the Mileblocks was the cool limited edition LTO, limited time offerings that we do. And our first LTO, so we launched with four products, four different flavor families, so 16 products. We were launching our first limited time offering for the 4th of July. Sucker-free tea.
Sucker-free tea.
It's a special formula of Loco. And as you know, the LTOs are usually different flavors, but also tweaks on the formulas. So very limited. These will be hand-numbered, and that will be available kind of rolling into the July 4th weekend. It's got to have the labels are sick. They're going to have this fireworks theme, and the flavor is incredible. It's a peach tea lemonade.
Yes.
Sucker-free tea.
It's like Snapple.
It's delicious. So that was Mileblock. So that was like the fourth thing. The fifth big thing that we have going on is the relaunch of Arms Race Nutrition. So this is, again, is another massive project that we've been working on for well over 6 months now. We brought in Austin Ragno from Flagner Fail basically to come in and be the chief creative officer here and help kind of drive this rebrand and kind of the marketing efforts moving forward. And so having him on board has been awesome. So basically the brown paper bag looking products is going away. It's a much fresher look and really probably more in line with Julian's personal branding now, more so than ever. We're basically going to relaunch this entire brand. Now, right now is your time. Between now and June 24th, which is our five-year anniversary when we're relaunch, is the time to stock up on any of the old SKUs. You'll have opportunities to grab them at really heavily discounted prices as we work through inventory and as we kind of bring in the new products. So let's talk about the new products. I'm not going to show you the new products here because there's a whole launch planned, obviously, with that over the next 3 to 4 weeks on the Arms Race side. So make sure you're following Arms Race Nutrition on Instagram. So what are we launching? So we're relaunching with the new packaging and everything, which is super cool package. I can't wait for you guys to see this. We're relaunching Foundation. You know, that was, you know, our blended protein, one of our biggest selling products we did. Amazing flavors. So we're launching that in three flavors. We're relaunching Elevation, and it's going to be called Isolate because that was our whey isolate. It was a little confusing to people, so we simplified it and we're just calling it Isolate. So that is our whey isolate. We're launching that, I believe, in two flavors, so that's five SKUs there. Then we will also be relaunching a new formula of Vigor, which is our creatine performance product, Daily Pump, which is our non-stimulant pre-workout, and then Harness, which is our stimulant-based pre-workout. And we're launching those in three flavors each. So that is 5 plus 9. So you're looking at 14 SKUs will be rolling out on the 24th for the launch, the relaunch of Arms Race Nutrition. Now, right after that, we will be relaunching Replenish and Daily Amino. So Daily Amino will be an all new product. And let me explain. So Replenish used to be our EAA product. We are turning Replenish into a hydration product for this brand. So that will be launching in stick packs shortly after this relaunch. So Replenish goes to a hydration, and then we have Daily Amino will be basically the old Replenish, but it's an amino with a special twist to it as well. So it's an upgraded version of the old Replenish. So, and we'll be launching those in three flavors each as well. And then we have a bunch of other stuff planned kind of as we roll through this rebrand. What was that? I don't even know what that is. So that is Arms Race Nutrition. We got a lot of things planned rolling into the 4th of July for Miracle Labs.
Yeah, and a question mark there.
Yeah. So Sleepy Joe is coming. I know.
We mentioned it.
But Sleepy Joe is coming. And it's coming in a chocolate mint chip ice cream flavor.
Yeah.
That is our nighttime sleep and recovery product from Miracle Labs. You guys are going to absolutely love these labels. There's so many Easter eggs found in these labels. It's pretty ridiculous. The formula is fantastic. The flavor is going to blow your mind. It's weird. It's a chocolate mint ice cream flavor for a sleep aid, but it's actually really nice before bed. And so we're launching Sleepy Joe around 4th of July and also the all-new Stars and Pipes. So Stars and Pipes is the non-stimulant. Labels on this are ridiculous as well, of course. And so this is the non-stimulant pre-workout to kind of stack with the Red, White, and Boom that we relaunched, I guess, back, was it Black Friday?
No, it was, yes.
Yes,
was
Black Friday.
And then Orange Man Bad was at the...
Yes, right. So we'll be launching that in four flavors around the 4th of July as well. So a lot of stuff in the works there as well. I feel like we're missing Core. There's Core. All right. So we have a lot of big things working, going on with Core. So I will say that we landed our biggest licensing deal yet. It will be coming around the September timeframe. And this is more complicated and the biggest launch that we've ever done on the Core side. And the complication is, well, you'll see with the branding and everything that we have going into this project, it's a massive project in and of itself. It's basically like we're launching a whole new brand for this collaboration. Yeah.
It's like a sub-brand.
It's a sub-brand. And when you see what we're doing here, so it'll be three products, three new formulas, three flavors each, so nine products launching. The innovation on the packaging side, the experience, the flavors, everything about this, I mean, I don't like game changer, but like it will be an eye opener to a lot of people.
It's a game changer for us.
For us. I mean,
it opened some cool doors.
It is a really cool and it's nostalgic for me at least. So we will probably start teasing this come the August timeframe a little bit more specifically and start kind of leaking certain things. But that is a big focus of what Core is working on. Now, for the Nut Bash, Core is going to be launching something exclusively. We won't have it even on our website. I teased it on here. I don't even have the packaging yet. This is just a label. This is the all-new look for the pudding. This is... cookie dough pudding with real pieces. This is the Moose Tracks.
It's crazy.
Moose Tracks cookie dough pudding. And it has real chunks of fudge and cookie dough in there.
It is
completely ridiculous. So that is launching at the Nut Bash. And then I believe it's launching a few weeks later on our Core site. I think it's like the 20th or something like that. We will be launching that on our Core site.
It's a week before that because the cookie dough, there's a cookie dough day.
It's on the 21st. So 17th, I believe.
The 17th.
17th, it'll be launching on the website. Now, you know, because we worked on the Moose Tracks pudding, you might think that we are working on a Moose Tracks cookie dough blondie.
Hoo-ha.
Maybe. Hoo-ha. A cookie dough hoo-ha, which we all love, right?
Yeah.
So just saying that could also be happening at some point down the line, not too distant future. And then also we will be expanding our licensing and rollout of Fun Sweets. So Fun Sweets, the cotton candy company. We will be rolling out this new flavor in 4 products. And I think it could be my favorite Fun Sweets flavor we've done.
Ooh, some fighting words.
I don't know if we should say what the flavor is. Do you feel like we should?
When are we launching it? Did we decide all at once? We said table.
We're going to table.
We said table.
No, I think you said table it.
But well, Caleb wasn't on the call.
It's coming in the June, July timeframe. We're right around the corner. Labels are done. Stuff is running.
Hey, man. Once a quarter, this is what we do. So you want to just...
We're doing orange cream cotton candy Fun Sweets flavor.
Mm.
I mean, it is ridiculous. And I will say that the orange cream IsoClear will be the best tasting protein that you've ever had.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. It is... I mean, if you're an orange cream kind of guy, the orange cream... Or gal. Yeah. Yes.
Discrimination here.
Yeah. Or whatever you identify as. Yeah, it is delicious no matter what. Why is it always got to go there?
I don't know.
It is phenomenal, especially the IsoClean clear delivery mechanism and the form of that is just incredible for this product. So it is so good. It would be amazing with some vanilla ice cream.
No, I was just thinking about, you know, like so IsoClear foams just a little bit.
Yeah.
That foam on top is just like the cream, you know, just at the top, just rises.
The cream rises to the top.
Yeah. It's going to be so good. And then we also have it rolling out in Pump Fury and Hydrate. Delish.
Yeah, that is
delish. Fun. It is
and
so
we're
good.
Still working on ABCs.
Yeah, we're working on ABCs for all of them. The thing with ABCs is because the cotton candy is such a delicate flavor system. It's delicate.
Yeah.
It's perfectly delicate. And the amino acids have that amino acid, like the acidicness. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to balance the delicate nature of a cotton candy flavor system with the acidity of amino acids. How do you like that?
I like that.
That was, yeah, that was great.
A lot of science.
There was a, yeah, it was all science.
Bro science.
A little bit. So that's what we got going on. So as you can see, Q2 has been nuts. Q3 is going to be nuts. And so
That's like that. I think it's 2024. You just wrap it into a 2024.
Yeah, but you know.
Because every year you say like we do one big thing. This is the year.
But
we
dude,
did,
I'm
like,
not starting another brand in 2025. It's not happening.
Yeah, but we'll just make up something else.
Oh yeah, we're like a German Bavarian circus.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Did they take? Is it still up?
No, I think they're taking it down.
Okay, good.
That's a whole other story. We need to go into that in the boss status.
Sometime.
I think that's it.
Cool. You did a great, Doug.
I think we did a great job.
Yeah. Even without our podcast gear.
Yeah.
It feels weird. I feel like...
Check.
Yeah.
I guess you don't get confirmation is what it is.
Yeah, you don't hear yourself echoing.
Yeah.
I think we crushed it. Guys, until next time, you keep crushing it.